平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
可不可以有一个请求啊
？I would like to have a request.
坐到后面的可以往前移一点。
Those who are sitting at the back, please move up to the front.
因为前面的空位很多很多。
As we still have a lot of empty seats in the front.
我们还是有个祷告啊。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
你所预备的救恩，实在是眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心未曾想过的。
The salvation you have prepared is truly eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and heart have never imagined.
如果不是你圣灵亲自启示我们。我们可能永远不会明白。
We would never understand if not because your Holy Spirit revealed to us.
我们也需要你继续的向我们显现、启示、说话。
And we need you to continue to reveal yourself to us, to speak to us.
我们把下面这一点的时间交托在你宝座的权柄和你大能的手中。
We commit the following time unto the authority of your throne and your mighty hand.
无论是我们说话的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Regard the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, we wait before you.
因为只有你知道我们需要什么。
It's only you who know what we need.
也只有你能够提升我们，也叫我们能够得到这救恩的一切的好处。
It is only you who can lift us up and also help us to receive the benefit of that salvation.
求你向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
因为我们需要遇见你。
For we really need to meet you.
我们求你在今天的话语中遇见我们。
Do pray that you meet us through your words.
你不但是鉴察人心的主。
Not only you are the Lord who examines our hearts.
你也是安慰人、建造人的主。
And you are the one who comforts and edifies us.
只有你叫我们的心可以得到满足。
It's only you who can satisfy our hearts.
求你使我们今天每一位来到你面前的，因为遇见你而得到你所赐给的满足。
Do pray that for each one of us here today, that because we come before you, we have met you, and therefore receive the satisfaction from you.
求你做人所不能做的工作。
Do pray that you do the work that man's hand cannot do.
再一次把感谢赞美归给你。
Once again, we offer up thanksgiving and praises unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read a few places of scriptures.
先读启示录第二十二章第七节。
Book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say come, and let him that hears say come, and let him that is a thirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说是了，我必快来，阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He that testified these things says, Surely I come quickly, Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
再请读马太福音二十五章十三节读起。
Book of Matthew chapter 25, starting with verse 13.
十三节读到三十节。
from verse 13 to verse 30.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
按着个人的才干，给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
And unto one he gave five talents, to the other two, and to the other one, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
那领五千的，随即拿去做买卖。另外赚了五千。
Then he that had received the five talents went and traded with the same and made them other five talents.
那领二千的也照样另赚了二千。
And likewise he that had received two, he also gained other two.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But he that had received one went, digged in the earth, and hid his lord's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the lord of those servants comes and reckons with them.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来，说：“主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。”
And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看，我又赚了二千。
He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方你要收割，没有散的地方你要聚敛。
Then he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed.
我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。
And I was afraid, and when I hid thy talent in the earth, no, there thou that hast is thine.
主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed.
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
Thou also therefore do have put my money into the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury.
夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him that has 10 talents.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这段圣经我们已经交通的好些次。
We have been fellowshipping upon those verses many times.
可能对有一些初看的人会一下子不容易掌握重点。
It might be hard for you to grasp the main points for you to look at those for first time.
不过我今天给大家提了一些提我的感受。
But today I would like to mention some of my feelings.
第一个，这段圣经跟前面刚读的启示录那段圣经。
First, those verses we just read compared to the verses in the book of Revelation.
都提到主的再来。
All mention about the Lord's coming.
基督徒有一个很大的一个或者说长进或者说是一个转变。
For Christians have a great growing or we call the change, transformation.
就是不再以自己为中心而以主和主的再来为中心。
That is, we no longer focus on ourselves, but focus upon the Lord and His return.
这个没有办法用说服的。
We cannot persuade about those points.
这是里面需要看见。
That's what we have to see inside.
当然圣经也是这样的启示我们。
Of course, the Bible also revealed to us the same.
但是如果我们的眼睛没有被主特别开启的话，我们不会觉得它那么重要。
But if our eyes are not being opened by the Lord, then we would not see how important they are.
因为主的降临是宇宙事物的中心。
For Lord's descending is the center of the universe.
第一次降临，我们知道成就了救恩。
For Lord's first coming, He has completed salvation.
第二次降临，要整个宇宙和这个世代全部的更新。
For His second time coming, then He will renew the entire universe and generation.
所以预备和等候主的再来是一件关系到宇宙的改变的事情。
So to prepare and wait for the Lord's return has to do with the changing of the universe.
可能我们这个很小的头脑是一下子想不通的。
It might be it's very hard for our little minds to understand.
但是它的确是一个中心性的事物。
But truly, it's the focal issue.
主是一切的中心，所以他的再来是一切的中心。
Our Lord is the focal, the center of all. Therefore, so is His return.
希望主亲自启示我们。
May the Lord reveal to us Himself.
所以马太第二十五章，刚才我们读的这一段圣经。
So the verses we just read in Book of Matthew.
这是跟主的再来息息相关的。
It really has to do with the Lord's return.
也可以说告诉我们说，我们需要在主面前有适合的预备。
It also tells us that we shall be prepared.
那在这段圣经里面非常鼓励我的三个方面。
There are three things that encourages me through those verses.
第一个方面就是鼓励我愿意把我自己交在主的手上，让主来扩大我对他的认识和经历。
First is that to encourage me that I'm willing to commit myself onto the Lord's hand and let the Lord to enlarge my seeing about knowing Him and experience Him.
因为我们看到这里是主给的，有一千、二千跟五千。
For we see what Lord gives us is five talents, two talents, and one talent.
所以按原文是一个他连得，两个他连得，五个他连得。
The original text is one talent, two talent, and five talents.
其实最能够讨主喜悦，或者我们能够经历最丰富的，是能够到达五他连得。
What we can please the Lord the most, or we say that we can experience Him the most, is five talents.
如果我们不向主关门，我们不向主，我们不限制自己的话，每一个信主的人都可能成为五他连得的。
If we do not close our doors, if we do not limit ourselves to the Lord, then each one of us believe the Lord should receive five talents.
都有机会。
We all have the opportunity.
但不一定都得到。
But we might not receive. Not each one of us might receive.
但是这看什么？你愿意接受的程度是怎样
？It has to do with the capacity we would like to receive.
那就着我们许多现象来看。
Seeing a lot about our conditions.
我们喜欢走自己的路。
We like to walk our own ways.
我们并不见得愿意能够真正愿意让主来决定我们的路。
We are not willing to let the Lord decide our way.
所以这跟接受有关系。
So it has to do with receiving.
因为我们抚养小孩，我们也会感觉到。
As we bring up our kids, we can also feel the same.
有的小孩很有接受能力。
Some children they can receive a lot.
有的小孩没有接受。
And some cannot.
有接受能力的，他就丰富起来。
And those children have the ability to receive, they become rich.
没有接受能力的，就很可惜。
And it's very unfortunate for those who do not have the ability to receive.
很多好机会都失去了。
They lost a lot of good opportunities.
我有一个朋友。
I have a friend.
他让我很惊讶。
And he really surprises me.
他也只不过比我大一岁而已。
He's only 1 year older than me.
当我们要毕业，我那个写论文啊，研究所毕业要写论文的时候。
As we graduate from the grad school and we were writing thesis.
他写了，他是同一个论文用两写了两次。
He wrote the same thesis 2 times.
啊，不是老师叫他写两次，是他用两个程度的语言来写。
Not because the professor asked him to do it 2 times, but he write it in a 2 different aspects, different languages.
一个程度呢？他先拿给我看，是完全的文言文。
With one type of the language he used is
古文呐、啊。
It's a old form. It's a old type of language. Ancient type.
你想到我们今天有几个人在古文上下功夫
？How many of us understand this kind of ancient type of language？
我这个朋友他就是在古文上下了很大的功夫。
But my friend, he truly has studied a lot about this.
我拿他的论文了，我还得他一个一个给我解释。
Even when I read his thesis, I need him to explain each word to me.
因为大部分词我都不懂啊。
Because I did not understand most of it.
都是古文啊。
It's all those ancient language.
哇，我看得好累啊。
I was so tired reading it.
但是他有这个能力。
But he had such ability.
他是我看过，我认识，我看过。像我们这个年龄哈，这个时代，古文最好的人。
He was the one that I know who understand the ancient language the most.
那我就问他，你为什么会这么好
？So I asked him, why are you so good at it?
他说我从小啊，我爸妈就从唐诗啊，怎么那些古文就一点一点让我读，他一读，他就很接受，读就越读越好，越读越好。
He said because my parents, since I was young, then they taught me about those ancient Chinese language and poems. Therefore, the more he received them, the better he became.
他不是读中文系啊。
He was not studying. His major was not majoring Chinese language.
他后来是一个经济学 PhD.
Later, he became the PhD for the economics.
可是，他可以用古文把现代的东西用古文写出来。
But he was able to write the modern things using the ancient language.
那这完全看什么？他从小那个接受的度量是怎样
？It all had to do with his ability to receive ever since he was young.
当他有这个接受度量，所以他现在活在现代里面，他知道怎么用古文来表达现代要表达的东西。
Since he has such ability to receive, although he lived in modern time, but he was able to express himself in Although in modern time, he was able to express himself using the ancient language.
那他另外一个版本就是我们的白话文嘛。
And then his other format is using the regular language we use now.
一看就懂了。
That's very easy to understand.
但是我真的佩服他。
But truly, I admire him.
因为什么？他有一个很好的度量，来接受这个中文的古文。
Because he has such good capacity to receive the ancient language of Chinese.
所以今天我们能经历主多少，恐怕是关系到你愿意从主那里接受多少，受主的带领。
So how much we are able to experience the Lord today has to do with how much we are willing to receive from the Lord and willing to experience His leading.
因为我们太容易下结论说。这个我也不要，那个我也不好，这个也不行，那个、也不行。结果这东砍一点，西砍一点的，我们对主就没有经历了。
Because it's so easy for us to make the conclusion that I don't want this, I don't want that, and I don't want to do other things. And as we cut this and that, then it's so hard for us to experience the Lord.
所以这段圣经非常的鼓励我。他连得其中的意思就是什么？负担、经历有关系的东西。
So these verses really encourage me, and the meaning of talent has to do with burdens or experience.
如果主都每一个事情、每一个机会都是照我的意思来经历的话，其实哈不会给我什么震撼。
If Each experience and each opportunity the Lord gives me is based on what I want, then it would not have big impact.
只有主照着我想也想不来，我怎么样也算计不到的，带给我那个宝贵的属天的属灵的能够遇到他的在宝座上的经历，那个才叫我得震撼。
Only when the Lord brings me something I have never thought of, which impacts me greatly with the experience I can experience in the throne, and which is so precious.
所以我们应该打开心，啊，我鼓励大家，我鼓励我自己，啊，因为我们常常都容易退缩的，我不想，我不想多经历一点东西。
So I encourage everyone, I encourage myself that let us open our hearts because it's so easy for us to draw back and not want to experience new things.
因为这些经历有些是受苦的经历，有些是喜乐的经历，有些是顺利的经历，有些是非常不顺利的经历。
For some of those experiences are suffering, some are joyful, some are smooth, some are not.
但是每一个经历都叫我们遇见这个创造宇宙万物还救赎我们的那位救主。
But each one of the experiences help us to meet the Lord who created heaven and earth and the one who saved us.
这个完全是我们想象不到的被提升和更新。
This is really surpassing our imagination to help us to be lifted up and also renew us.
因为主是无限的。
For our Lord is unlimited.
主又是至高的。
And He is the Most High.
如果通通限制在我们的理性我们的情感的范围之内，其实主变得没有什么。
And if he's only being limited to our emotion and mind, then becomes nothing.
所以希望主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
这段圣经也特别鼓励我对主的话要下功夫。
And these verses encourages me to really study Lord's words diligently.
我跟大家提过，其中有一个词叫算账。
And here there's a word called reckon.
这个算账呢，其实两个，它是两个字组成的，一个是计算的计，计算的那个计算，另外一个是话语的话。
What is the combination of two words? One is to take account of, and the other one is word.
我从看到这个词到明白这个词，超过二十年以上的时间。
It took me more than 20 years when I see this word until I understand this word.
但是呢，如果这二十年以上的时间我都不读圣经，就是经过四十年我也不会明白。
But if throughout those 20 years I never read the Bible, even until 40 years I would never understand.
就虽然是二十年前看见的，但是呢，二十年当中呢，继续的在主的话上能够累积那个认识，到了有一天主把它解开。
Even though I saw this 20 years ago, but I accumulate the understanding of Lord's words until one day the Lord opens it up.
这还是只是明白而已。
It's only to understand.
其实主是要借着他的话，不只叫我明白而已。
But Lord, through His words, would not just like me to understand.
主是要借着他的话，把他的生命给我们。
The Lord would like to give us His life through His words.
借着他的话，把他的旨意给我们。
Through His words, give us His will.
借着他的话，把我们带到我们根本想也想不来，我们根本人根本没有办法去达到的那个，就要把我们提升上去。
Through His words, that He would like us to lift us up to the point that we have never imagined of, and our ability can never reach.
但是如果我们读主的话，马马虎虎，该注意的不注意，该看重的不愿意看重。那慢慢，主要让我明白，我没有机会明白。
But if we just very casually read Lord's words and do not pay attention nor see how important His words are, then we would never understand what He would like us to understand.
或者我们有一个态度，我们看重人怎么告诉我们，而不看重主怎么告诉我们。
Or it might be we have the attitude that we see what man says more important than what Lord says.
如果人所告诉我们的跟主的话告诉我们的有冲突，如果我们还是要坚持照着人给告诉我们，那我们对主的话不可能明白。
If there's conflict between what man tells us comparing to what Lord tells us, and if we continue to insist on what man tells us is right, then we can never understand Lord's words.
主给我们这本圣经，
不是叫我们当作一个谈话的材料。
Lord gives us this Bible is not just give us some topic to talk about.
在使徒行传第十七章，希腊人有什么特性？
In Book of Acts, chapter 17, what are the special characteristics of Greeks?
希腊人就喜欢坐着聊天呢，然后说说听听就过去了。
Greeks just like to sit there and talk casually.
说的也不在意，听的也不在意。
For those who talk, they don't really care, nor the ones who listen.
那就是消磨时间。
And that was just to waste the time.
刚才我们弟兄祷告，要什么？爱惜光阴，赎回光阴。
As our brother prayed to redeeming the time.
这个主救我们之后，要我们赎回光阴。
After our Lord has saved us, He would like us to redeeming the time.
什么叫赎回光阴？
Why is to redeem the time?
如果我们的赎给我们信主之后的时间，不活在被救赎的实际里面，你这个时间还是跟没有的。
If after we are saved, we do not live in the time of being saved, then this time is totally waste.
我们已经被拯救了，但是我们还是活在那个不被拯救的、没有被拯救的那样的情况。那其实我们这个时间对我还是空的。
We have already been saved, but if we still continue to live in the condition as if not being saved, then this time is as if in vain.
主救我们，他把永远的生命给我们，所以他就是要让我们顺着这个永远的生命，在时间当中经历永远的东西。
As the Lord saved us and He gave us His eternal life, therefore He would like us to experience the eternal things in this life.
谁有这个聪明智慧？谁有这个能力？
Who has such wisdom and understanding and such ability?
只有主。
Only the Lord.
所以他要我们赎回光阴。
So He would like us to redeem the time.
所以他把话给我们，是要把我们带到这样的实际里面。
So He gives us His words is to bring us into such a reality.
让我们在时间当中进入永恒的认识和经历。
So that in time we can enter into the eternal understanding and experience.
所以呢，他不但要我们明白圣经，他还要我们见证他的话。
So He does not want us only to understand the Bible, but He would like us to testify His words.
所以见证就不是光明白而已了。
So to testify is not just to understand.
这个见证呢，就是什么？你要经过各种的考验，而且什么？这个通过那些考验。
To testify means that you have to go through all the trials and also pass them.
所以这段圣经非常鼓励我们在主的话上有深度的，不但是读而已，是有深度的经历。
So those verses really encourage us that we should not only just to read His words, but have the deep experience of His words.
这段圣经也非常鼓励我们，照着主的旨意，照着主的安排，照着主的话来过教会的生活。
And these verses also encourage us to live our church life according to His will, according to His arrangement and will and experience.
我们可能在没有信主以前，对于教会都有一种想法。
Maybe before we believe the Lord, we have certain kind of thoughts about church.
或者人家传说的一种看法。
Or what others talk about, such their opinions are.
这种想法、这种看法可能对我们有重大的影响。
Those thoughts or opinions might have big impact on us.
因为我在没有信主的时候，我就对于信耶稣的人、对聚会有一种想法，这是我的想法。
Before I believe the Lord, I have certain thoughts toward those who believe the Lord or about gathering.
但是呢，我不小心突然信了耶稣。
But without what I wanted, and I suddenly believe the Lord.
想都没有想到就信了耶稣。
I have never thought about it, but I believe Jesus.
连预备信耶稣的心都没有预备，我都没预备好，我要信耶稣就信耶稣了。
I did not even prepare to believe, but I believed.
但是我想说，啊，不能说，我现在不能告诉人家说我不信耶稣了。但是呢，我心里的决定是什么？我不要去教会，我不要去基督徒当中。
But although I could not tell people that I do not believe in Jesus, but in my heart I decided that I would not go to church, I would not want to be with the Christians.
那为什么我会这种想法？
Why do I think this way?
因为我对于基督徒的聚会、基督徒的生活有我自己的想法。
Because I have my own thoughts, opinions about the Christian gatherings and their life.
那有很多人是听说的各种想法。
Many have heard many things.
所以呢，有人因为他有这些想法，所以他虽然信了耶稣，他也说他信耶稣，但是呢，他信耶稣之后，他的这个教会生活什么，是根据他的想法来生活。
Therefore, many after they believe the Lord, their church life is based on what they thought.
或者根据人家告诉我们那个传说或者传统怎样那个说法，他不根据主的话。
Or it might they live out this based on their what other people told them, or even based on tradition. They do not based on what Lord says.
如果你不想根据主的话，你也很难会经历到根据圣灵的带领。
If you do not want to follow what Lord says, then it's very hard for you to experience the guiding of the Holy Spirit.
所以这段圣经非常的鼓励我。
So those verses really encourage me.
不但鼓励，因为其实我是先有这个经历，然后我后来明白这段圣经，原来这段圣经是特别要告诉我们，无论我们懂多少，我们要真正的投入在教会的生活里面。
So it's not just to encourage me, but later on I had such experience is to tell me that no matter how much I understand, but we truly have to live out this church life.
那我们再回到前几次我提到说，在这段圣经讲到算账，或者这段圣经要明白，需要参考马太十六到十八章的圣经。
Let's go back to what I mentioned before, that in order to understand what I just read, we have to go back to Matthew 16 to 18.
我们提过，马太十六到十八章至少有三个主要重点。
We have mentioned that there are at least three major points in Matthew chapter 16 through 18.
第一个就是主要这一个蒙恩得救的人能够得到魂的更新。
First is the Lord would like those who are being saved by grace to receive the renewing of the soul.
那得着魂的更新，一个关键的学习就是要学会跟随主。
To receive the renewing of the soul, one most important learning is to learn how to follow the Lord.
这个跟随主也就是跟随主走十字架的道路。
To follow the Lord means to follow him walk the way of the cross.
第二个主要重点就是主要借着得救的人来显出他对黑暗势力的得胜。
And the second important point is that the Lord would like to through those who have been saved to reveal that he's been overcome to the power of darkness.
不但胜过黑暗势力，而且把地从黑暗势力的手中收回归向神自己。
Not only overcome the power of darkness, but also taken the land captive from the power of darkness unto himself.
关键的学习要会听，听这个做宝座的主怎样向我们说话。
Most important learning is that we can listen to what the Lord on the throne says to us.
你可以发现圣经很多地方都一直提到要会听，要会听，要会听。
You can find so many places in the Bible mentioned that you have to learn to listen and to hear.
如果我们只会听地上的声音，听不见做宝座个羔羊的声音，那对我没什么太大益处。
It's not profitable to us if we only can hear the voices on the earth and not able to hear the voices from the land on the throne.
我们只会听地上的声音，没有办法救我们脱离地上的捆绑。
If we can only hear the voices in the earth, it cannot be deliver us from the bondage of the earth.
没有办法叫我们胜过死亡。没有办法叫我们胜过黑暗的权势。
It cannot deliver us from death, nor deliver us from the power of darkness.
只有主耶稣死而复活，升上高天，掳掠仇敌，现在坐在宝座。
Only our Lord, risen from the dead, and also now ascend on high, and also he's taken captive, and now he's on the throne.
他的得胜是已经经过验证过的。
His overcoming has already been tried.
所以你如果听他的声音，他的得胜就成为你的得胜。
If you hear his voice, then his overcoming becoming your overcome.
教会如果会听他的声音，这就变成教会团体的得胜。
If the church can listen to his voice, then it becomes a corporate overcoming for the church.
16章到18章，第十八章还有第三个特别重要的重点。
From chapter 16 to 18, in chapter 18, that's the most important point.
就是得回弟兄。
That is to gain brothers back.
而且保守在主的同在里面。
And also being kept in the Lord's presence.
在基督徒在一起聚集, 应该是主的同在要十分的明显。
When Christians gather together, it should be the Lord's presence should be very obvious.
如果基督徒聚集只有好的菜, 只有好的笑话, 没有主的同在, 这个聚集, 没有聚集的必要。
If for Christians gathering, there is only some delicious dishes or some good jokes, then there's no Lord's presence, then there's really no need for such gathering.
基督徒的聚集, 就是要神的显现在当中, 能够在各种机会里面大大的能够显出来。
For the gathering of Christians is for the Lord to fully manifest in all kinds of circumstances.
所以基督徒聚集, 也是要让主 得着我们这些需要被得着的人。
So for Christians to gather is to let the Lord to gain us who need to be gained by Him.
灵里软弱的, 因为主显现的缘故, 灵里能刚强起来。
For those who are weak in spirit, because of Lord's manifestation, then we can be quickened in the spirit.
魂里软弱的, 心思软弱的, 情感软弱的, 意志上向着主软弱的, 应该在这聚集当中 被主遇见，能够魂里，能够像灵里遇见主那样的兴盛。
For when we are weak in soul or in our mind, will, and emotion, that for in this kind of gathering, when we meet the Lord, then our soul, our mind, and emotion and will shall be strengthened, just like our spirit is.
真正弟兄姊妹在一起，好的聚集，好的聚集是会
When brothers and sisters gather together, when it's a good gathering, then that will attract people to be towards the Lord.
我们都很希望人来看望我们。
We all hope that someone can come to visit us.
但是你知道看望一次要花多少时间，你知道吗？
But do you know how much time it takes to for someone to visit us?
有谁有这么多时间可以去对每一个人做单独的看望呢？
Who has such so much time to visit each one of them?
其实讲这是很困难的事情。
Actually, it's very difficult.
这是应该是每一个人都有看望的负担和能力。
It should be that each one should have such burden and ability.
但是我们大概忘记了一件事情。
But it might be we forgot something.
最大的看望就是在聚集中充满主的同在和显现。
The biggest visitation is when there's the fullness of Lord's presence and manifestation in the gathering.
我们思想一下，看望的目的做什么？
Let's think about it. What's the purpose of visitation?
如果一个基督徒去看望另外一个基督徒，或几个基督徒去看望一个基督徒， 目的是什么？
What is the purpose for some Christian to visit others?
如果这个目的只是做好朋友，没有遇见主， 那就是地上的目的而已。
If the purpose is just to become good friends but not meet the Lord, then that's only the earthly purpose.
那他的结果就是他还是被地捆绑，他还继续被捆绑当中。
Then the result is still the person is continued to being bounded by earth.
他还是被死亡限制，他还是被死亡的限制当中。
And he still continues to be limited under the power of death.
但是如果这个看望能够把 复活的主，升天的主，把主的同在显现赐给他，这个看望是个有效的看望。
But if this visitation can bring down the risen Lord and also the ascending Lord and also to bring down the manifestation, the presence of the Lord, then this visitation is worse.
但是其实我们忽略了一点。
But we neglect one thing.
聚会中充满主的显现和同在。
The gathering is full of Lord's presence and manifestation.
这是主 给教会，给弟兄姊妹最特别最大的看望。
That's the most special and also the biggest visitation from the Lord to church.
因为主为着他身体的长大成熟，他一定在教会里面为着他的心意，他要赐给那人不能给的那样的看望。
For the growing and the maturing of his body, therefore in church, the Lord would definitely give out the visitation that man cannot give.
所以他给的话是特别的。
So the words he give is special.
他不但给的话是特别，他在当中的工作是特别的。
Now his words given are special, so is his work.
甚至怎么讲说，连我们身体很软弱，有可能来到聚会当中，哎，主就让我身体也刚强起来。
It might even be that I'm weak in health, but then once I come to the gathering, the Lord strengthens my physical body.
所以聚会不能失去主的同在。
So the gathering cannot lose the presence of the Lord.
我们个人的生活不能失去主的同在。
Our individual life cannot lose the presence of the Lord.
如果我个人生活失去主的同在,
if my individual life lost the presence of the Lord,
我来参加聚会的时候, 如果聚会, 满了主的同在,
then when I come to the gathering, if the gathering is still with the full presence of the Lord, then I'm being I receive Lord's mercy.
如果我们都活在没有主同在的那样的生活里面,
but if all of us live in this life without Lord's presence,
我们来聚会, 我们所遇见的只是人, 没有遇见主。
Then when we come to a gathering, all we meet are men, not meet the Lord.
但是如果大部分的或者每一个基督徒都活在主同在的时期里面,
but if most or each one of the Christians live in the reality of Lord's presence,
我们就发现我们来到聚集的时候，那个主的同在比我个人的同在，那不晓得要多多少倍，那个没有办法形容的。
Then we will realize that when we come to the gathering, the presence of the Lord is so much surpassing my own individual experience of the presence of the Lord.
我自己亲身经历,
I personal experiences.
我身体软弱,
I feel weak physically, but I come to the gathering.
主恩待我,
then the Lord seemed gracious to me.
我有一次做了很大胆的祷告,
once I made a very bold prayer.
这个不常发生。 但是呢，我的确做了这样大胆的祷告。
It does not happen often, but I did pray such bold prayer.
我也是感冒的头昏了，我身体不舒服。
I was having a cold and I was dizzy. I did not feel well.
我就去聚会，我聚会去以前我就跟主祷告，我说主啊，如果可以的话，让我出来就好了。
I prayed to the Lord before I go to a gathering. I say, Lord, if you are willing, then help me to be completely well after I come out of the meeting.
那一次聚完会之后啊，主真的是，就让我好了。After
the meeting that time, truly the Lord healed me completely.
我有这个心愿，主照着我心愿，在聚会中让我经历到。I
had such will, and the Lord fulfilled it according to my will during the meeting.
当然，我们也经历主在聚会中向我们说话，做他的做的事情。
Of course, we also experience that Lord speak to us through the gathering and do His work.
所以我们要求主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
当我们基督徒聚集在一起的时候, 主能够充满他荣耀的显现。
So as Christians gather together, the Lord is able to feel His glorious manifestation.
这个显现叫人和睦来到主面前。
And this manifestation draw people have the desire to come before Him.
其实哈, 如果聚会充满主的显现, 只要有一点像主有一点心的人, 他都会愿意来的。
Actually, if the gathering is full of the Lord's presence, as long as someone have little heart toward the Lord, then they're willing to come.
不需要你请他吃饭，再请他吃饭，给他东西，再给他东西，然后呢，用做了很多帮助他的东西，他偶尔给你出现一次，给你应付一下。
You really do not need to invite the person to meals or just help them, and then they just come once in a while.
神做工不是人做工。It's
God who does the work, not man.
人做工累死人。For
man to do the work is very tiring.
神做工五分钟比我们努力的一百年还要有功效。When
God does the work just for 5 minutes, it's much, much greater than we use our own effort for 100 years.
所以我们要 预备迎接主的显现,
so we need to be ready to welcome Lord's manifestation.
你就知道这是宝贵的事情。
Then you will know how precious that is.
所以盼望主恩待我们, 当我们可以聚集在一起的时候, 祂的显现在
各方面能够大大的彰显。
So may the Lord be merciful to us and gracious to us, so that as we can gather together, His manifestation is greatly revealed in each aspect.
所以我们也需要主在主面前蒙主的怜悯，求主帮助我们除去那一个拦阻他显现的在我们身上的障碍。
So we also need the Lord to be merciful to us, so that He can help us to remove all the hindrance from us to hinder His manifestation.
可能是我们自己。
It might be ourselves.
可能是世界。
It might be the world.
可能是罪恶。
Or it might be sin.
可能我们是留破口给撒旦。
It might be that we have the gap which we give ground to the enemy.
求主除去一切的障碍。
May the Lord remove all the obstacles.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，他的显现和同在常常触摸到我们的深处。
So as we gather together, His manifestation and presence can touch the depths of our heart.
他触摸我们。
Himself touches.
他显现。
And He manifests.
在马太十八章不但讲到主的同在，讲到主的显现。
Matthew chapter 18 not only talk about the presence of the Lord, but also talk about Lord's manifestation.
他特别提到每一个人都是主用来得着人归向主的器皿。
Especially mentioned that each one is a vessel that Lord uses to gain people to be back unto Himself.
所以我们千万不要推卸责任。
So we really do not just leave out our responsibilities.
我只是受帮助的，我不会帮助人。
I'm only the one being helped, and I cannot help others.
主要我们成为那个受帮助的人。主也要我们成为那个帮助人的人。
The Lord would like us to be the ones being helped, but also He would like us to be the one who help people.
因为这不是件容易的事情。
It is not something easy.
所以我们常常会觉得挫折感很重。
So often we feel that we fail.
啊，你不帮助人，你还不受伤；你帮助人，你受伤很厉害。
If you don't help others, you don't get hurt. But once you help people, you get hurt.
但是尽管如此。主的心意是很明确的。
But even so, Lord's will is so clear.
主是要把天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
The Lord would like all things in heaven and earth to be gathered together in one in Christ.
所以蒙恩得救人是第一个来经历和见证这个东西。
So those who are saved by grace are the first to testify and experience this.
所以主不但要我们经历他的恩典，经历主借着弟兄姊妹给我们恩典，主也要使我们成为那一个把他的生命，把他的恩典，把他的旨意，把他的显现带出去的那个器皿。
So Lord do not just want us to experience His grace and also through brother sister's grace to us, but also Lord would like us to be the channel for His will and His grace to be flow out.
但是成为这个器皿，有功课要学习，有基本的预备。
In order to become this vessel, we have lessons to learn and we have the basics to prepare of.
第一个就是愿意背起自己的十字架跟随主。
First is to be willing to bear up our own cross to follow the Lord.
活在同死同埋葬同复活的实际。
To live in the reality of die together, to bury together, and raise together with the Lord.
要胜过黑暗的势力，你要与基督同死同复活。
To overcome the power of darkness, we have to be raised to die and raised together with the Lord.
你要成为主借着你把别人带到主面前的器皿，你需要同死同埋葬同复活，甚至同坐在天上。
You would like the Lord to use you as the vessel to bring other people to the Lord, then you need to experience such to die, to bury, and raise together with the Lord.
所以十字架的经历和认识是不断的新鲜的。
So the experience of the cross and understand the cross is a continual renew and fresh.
尼托森弟兄有这么一篇信息，十字架是永远长新的。
Brother Watchman Nee have such message is that the cross is always renewing.
如果我们没有被主带到一个够深的经历和够实际的启示，你不会觉得这句话有什么了不起。
If we have not yet been brought by the Lord to the depths of experience or the further revelation, then we cannot understand such Brother Nee's message.
十字架不但是永远的，而且是一直都是新鲜的。
cross is not just eternal, but it's always refreshing.
所以我们经历那个十字架的那个经历，是一直不断在新鲜的经历它。
So the experience of the cross is always refreshing, renewing.
所以如果主要使用我们成为可以把别人带到主面前的器皿，我必须要活在十字架长新的世界。
So if the Lord would like to use us to be the vessel to bring other people before the Lord, then we need to always live under this experience of the cross to be refreshing.
另外一个就是你要是一个会问的人。
Another thing is that we have to be someone who can ask.
问谁啊？
Ask who?
不是问人，是问主。
Not ask man, but ask the Lord.
因为十八章之前，彼得他一缺少一次问主，就出事了。
Because before chapter 18, as Peter did not ask the Lord just for once, then he got into trouble.
如果说我们要帮助人，但我们就不问主，我们的帮助可能不产生真正帮助的果效，反而给人制造了难处。
If we would like to help someone, but we don't ask the Lord, then our help might not just helping people, but actually get others into trouble.
真的，真的，你如果有经历，你就发现这个是事实。
This is so true if you have the experience.
人看为好，结果你知道我们觉得好，我们不会问呢，结果送到那个被接受的那个人，送到接受的人的身上，结果不产生那个该有的果效。
Man might think it's good, but if we don't ask the Lord, then when we try to help others, then actually it's not really the result we expected.
只有出于主的。才有办法叫人那个属天的果效，那真的叫人的心被主摸着的那个果效，才能真正达到。
Only on when it's from the Lord, then the heavenly result can truly be fulfilled.
所以要会跟，要会听，还要会问。
So we have to learn how to follow, to listen, and to ask.
这个是不断要学习的。
That's a continual learning.
只要我们一天没有见主，我们。都在这个学习当中。
As long as we haven't been going to the Lord one day, then we are always under this kind of learning.
只要我们觉得问主是太麻烦，我们就不但没有服侍到弟兄姊妹，我们可能让弟兄姊妹受到的亏损都可能发生。
If we think that to ask the Lord is so troublesome, then not only we cannot help brothers and sisters, but we might even make brothers and sisters into trouble.
第三个需要基本的条件，就是我们要回转向小孩子的样式。
The third basic qualification is that we have to return back to be like a child.
这里是马太十八章一开始的话。
That's the beginning of the chapter 18 of Matthew.
这里十八章第一节说，当时门徒近前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？
Here it says that at the same time came disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中，说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得。
And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become a little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
凡为我的名接待像一个小孩，像一个像一个像这样的。凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receives me.
凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, were better for him that a millstone were handed about his neck, that he were drowned in the depths of the sea.
这里的讲的这个小孩子的用字非常特别。
This very special word as it mentioned little child here.
这个字呢，它的背后的字根呢，跟管教的字根是一样的。
The original text, its root is the same as discipline.
管教，中文是管教。
Discipline.
啊，管教一面什么？被管，一面又被教。
On the one hand, you have to discipline this person. On the other hand, in Chinese, it also has the meaning of teach.
所以这里讲的这个小孩子是能够接受管教的小孩。
So here it talks about this little child is a child that can receive discipline.
按照我们的旧人，我们都不愿意被管教。
According to our old self, we do not like to be disciplined.
按照我们的旧人，我们可以外面受服管教，里面是不顺服的。
Our old self, our old man, it seems might be we might be obeying the discipline outward, but we do not obey inside.
但是主就告诉门徒说，谁能够在天国里是大的呢？
But the Lord tells the disciple who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
就是能够接受管教的小孩子。
It's those little child who can receive discipline.
啊，这里不是讲那种胡闹的小孩子。
It's not those who are so naughty and unreasonable little child.
而且这个接受管教小孩子嘛，他什么？他是谦卑的。
And this child is humble.
谦卑这个词原文的意思就是放在很低很低很低的。
The original text of the word humble means to the low, being placed in the lowest place.
我们这个人都不能被放低的。
We cannot be put in the lower position.
对不对？这个。你家里如果有小孩的话，你是小朋友，你知道？他说我不是小朋友，哦，我是大哥哥。
If you have little children at home, you will experience that if you call them little child, they all reply to you that I'm not little, I'm the big brother.
啊，我说我是大姐姐，他虽然很小，但我是大姐姐。其实他怎么？他里面心是大的，他人是小的，心是大的。
Or even a little girl, she thinks she's a big sister. She's little, but her heart is big.
但是这里，主要借着能够帮助人的是什么？是能够做在主面前做小孩子。
But here, the Lord can be used to help other people is that this person can be a little child before the Lord.
虽然照着圣经讲，在教会里面可能有小子。少年的、父老，这些的属灵的这一个身量上的差别。
Although according to Lord's words that in church there might be little children, young one, or even father, but then that's based on spiritual difference.
但是虽然是这有这点，但是他们其实在神面前，在父面前全都是小孩子。
But actually, all of them before father, before God, they're all little child.
所以即使他达到父老的阶段，他如果不是站在小孩子的这个，不是小孩子这个实际的话，他不能继续从父那里接受丰富的。
Even though they might reach the maturity as father, but if they cannot become like little child, they cannot continue to receive the riches from the Lord.
所以这个是我们需要在主面前学习的。
So that's something we need to learn from the Lord.
求主帮我们带入这个实际。
May the Lord bring us to such reality.
所以这是一个接受管教的小孩子。
So that is a child receiving the discipline.
这是可以被摆在第一的地位的小孩子。
That's a little child can be put down to a lowest position.
如果我们来到教会，每一个人都要站高位。
If we come to the gathering and each one of us would like to have a higher position.
教会就不可能有家的实际。
Then church would never have the reality of being a home.
教会就不可能有基督身体的实际。
Then a church would never have the reality of being the body of Christ.
教会就不可能有圣灵自由运行的实际。
Then a church would never have the reality of being freely moved by the Holy Spirit.
每一个人都要在那里发号施令。
Everyone would like to give out the command.
其实教会只有一个可以发号施令。
Actually, there's only one who can give command to the church.
谁呀？
Who is that?
我们的头，耶稣基督。
Our head, Jesus Christ.
除了他以外，没有一个人，不管他在教会多久，不管他信主多久，不管他圣经多熟，他没有资格，没有能力发号施令。
Besides our Lord Jesus Christ, there's regardless of how long someone has been in the church or how long he has believed the Lord, there is no one in such authority and power able to make commandment to the church.
因为每一个人在主面前都做肢体，都做孩子。
For each one are members with one another and they are little child.
所以我们在主面前也接受主对个人的、对团体的管教。
So before the Lord, we also accept the discipline the Lord gives to each individual and also corporate.
圣经特别告诉我们， 如果你去读希伯来书十二章的话，被管教的他是被主所爱的。
If we read Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us that those who are being disciplined by the Lord are being loved by the Lord.
所以我们如果遇到被管教的情况，我们心里要明白，不是主讨厌我们，是主爱我们。
So if we are being disciplined, we have to know that it's not because the Lord dislikes us, it's because the Lord loves us.
因为他爱我们，所以他管教我们。
For he loves us, therefore he disciplines us.
他知道不这样的对待我们，我们是不可能被带回到正确的路上去。
He knows that if he does not treat us this way, then we cannot be brought back to the right way.
所以被管教，你要记得是主爱我们。
So being disciplined, we have to remember it's because the Lord loves us.
不但是这样的，被管教呢，或者被主鞭打呢，是主接纳我们。
Not only that, when we are being disciplined by the Lord, it's because He accepts us.
他说，鞭打凡所收纳的儿子，就他接纳我们，所以他要管教我们。有时候就是让我们觉得我们自己觉得非常难过。
To whip and to discipline the children, the sons He accepts is because He accepts us. But sometimes we feel bad about it.
千万不要有这种想法，说我被管教，我是个被主弃绝的人。不是，你不是被弃绝的。如果主今天还会管教你，你是被主悦纳的人。
Definitely do not think that if we are being disciplined, then we are being forsaken by the Lord. It's definitely not so. If you are being disciplined by the Lord, you are being accepted by the Lord.
所以我们要有一个正确的态度来面对主的管教。
So we should have the right attitude to face the discipline of the Lord.
因为常常我们可能一被管教之后，我们就也不祷告主，也不亲近主，也不聚会，也不要，甚至不说自己是基督徒了。
It might be often when we are under discipline, then we no longer draw close to the Lord, we don't pray, or we don't come to a gathering, and we don't even tell people we are Christians.
那是我们对主的爱的误会，对主接纳的误会。
That's the misunderstanding we have toward the Lord's love and His acceptance.
他创造我们，他救赎我们，他是有荣耀的，又有荣耀的目标，荣耀的心意要把我们带进去的。
He created us and He saved us. He has His glorious will and purpose to bring us in.
他看我们现在离那个太远太远，他必须要给我们调整一下。
He sees that we're so far away from His purpose and His will, so He would like to adjust us.
还有一件事情我们常常不知道。
And there's one thing we often do not know.
你一生有多少时间可以被管教？
How many times in your life?How much time do you have in your life you can be disciplined?
你一生有多少的机会可以从不正常变转到正常的世界？
How much opportunity you have in your life you can be changed from abnormal to normal?
你认为你还有无限的机会吗？
Do you think you still have an unlimited opportunity?
还是比较严重一点，是最后一次机会。
Or even more serious, it might be the last chance.
这是需要考虑的。
That's something we should consider.
你有几次机会？
How many times of opportunity you have?
你剩下几次机会？
And how many more opportunity you
have? 我还有几次机会？
How many opportunity do I have?
需要想一想。
I have to think about it.
你算一算，你还有几次机会？
You can count how many more opportunity you have.
你就知道是谁替你把握机会啊。
Then you will know who's the one taking hold of the opportunity.
鞭打凡所收纳的儿子，是谁替我们把握机会的？
To whip those sons that he accepts, then who's the one that who takes hold of the opportunity for us?
是主。
It's the Lord.
他知道我们，因为他是无限的，他根本没有时间的问题。
Because he's so unlimited, he's not being bound in time.
但是我们每个人都有时间的问题啊。
But each one of us are being restricted in time.
我们每一个人不是永远活在这个地方啊。
Not each one of us do not live here eternally.
你还有几次机会？
How many more opportunities
we have? 想想看。
Think about it.
我还有几次机会？
How many more opportunities do I have?
需要主怜悯啊。
May the Lord be mercy to us.
所以他鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
So he whipped those sons he accepts.
他要叫他们顺服他的生命。
He would like them to obey him and also receive life.
就是要他活在复活的这个层次里面。
To let them live out in this resurrected level.
我们信耶稣就得了复活的生命。
We believe the Lord Jesus and receive this resurrected life.
我们就得到不能朽坏的生命。
And we receive this incorruptible life.
可是我们还活在必朽坏的那样的环境里面，然后我们甚至一些必朽坏的那些生活方式，仍然是我们的主导。
But we continue to live in this corrupted lifestyle or even life circumstances.
那很有可能，等到主再来的时候，我不过仅仅得救。
It might be that when the Lord comes back, I'm just barely saved.
就是我得到了这个生命，但我从来没有让这个生命活起来或者长大起来过。
It means that I have received this life, but I never let this life to grow.
我记得南培的弟兄讲了一个人他的经历。
I remember Brother Lance Lambert shared his experience.
他说他们在英国的时候，在他们认识的一个人当中。
Among one of the people they know in England.
有一个老太太过得非常贫穷的日子。
An elderly lady lived out a very poor life.
然后一直贫穷到去世的时候都是贫穷的。
She was in poverty even until she passed away.
她一直过着贫穷的日子。
She always lived in poverty.
当她去世之后，人家去查她还有什么这个那个东西。
After she passed away, they went to see what kind of estate she still has.
结果发现她很早以前就继承了很大很大一笔遗产。
Then they realized she actually inherited a great inheritance long time ago.
那个大到一步，那大到一个地步，就是他根本就不需要做任何的努力，他什么，他可以过最上等的生活，一点都毫无问题。
It was that inheritance was a lot to the point she really had, she did not need to do anything else, and actually she was really rich.
不晓得这一个老太太是不知道呢，还是拒绝。
We don't know if this elderly lady, she did not realize it or she just rejected.
她明明是有用不完的钱在她身上。
She actually had so much money, she could not even use that.
但她却是过得乞丐不如的生活。
But she lived out a life as a beggar.
今天我们有没有可能也这样啊？
Would it be that happened to us today?
我们得到了复活的生命。
We have received the resurrected life.
我们得到不能朽坏的生命。
We receive the incorruptible life.
但是我们过的却是比地上必朽坏的人还更差的生活。
But we live a life that's even worse than those who have corrupted life on earth.
所以主要管教我们。
So the Lord will discipline us.
让我们知道这个不朽坏的生命到底怎么回事。
To let us know what exactly is this incorruptible life.
而且这个管教，因为神是圣洁的，人不圣洁不能见神。
For God is holy, that man is not holy and cannot. For man not being holy cannot see God.
所以他要把我们在他的圣洁上有份。我们他有圣洁的生命在我们里面，他要管教我们，让这个生命的圣洁的生命能够活出来。
So he would like us to partake his holiness, and his holy life is within us, and he would like to discipline us so we can live out this holy life.
不但如此，他要把我们跟随主的路修直了。
Not only that, he would like to straighten the way we follow the Lord.
有一个问题问大家。
One question to everyone.
主是领我们走弯曲的路呢？主还是领我们走直路。
Does the Lord lead us to walk on the crooked way, or He leads us to walk on the straight path?
是你得到的主的带领呢，是最有效率呢，还是你想尽一切的办法呢最有效率？
Is the way the Lord leads us the most efficient and effective, or you use your own ways that can be efficient and effective?
想想看。
Just think about it.
谁是最有效率？效率是从哪里来的？
Who is the most efficient and effective? Where is the efficiency and effectiveness coming from?
经济学讲效率。
Economists talk about efficiency.
很多事情讲效率。
Many things talk about efficiency.
今天在这个时间非常紧张，都讲效率。
In such stressful time, we all talk about efficiency.
但问你，谁是最有效率？
But who's the most efficient?
效率的起头从哪里来？
What's the original source of efficiency?
神是有效率的神。
God is the one who is most efficient.
他说有就有，命立就立。
He says that everything comes into stand. He commands that everything comes into being.
你如果是预备好受他的带领，如果真的得到他的带领，其实是最短的路，最有效率的路。
If you are prepared to receive his guidance, and if he truly guides you, and then that's the shortest way.
所以曾经有人问哈，有人问有经历的弟兄问，什么是最快最短的路能够认识主？
So some experienced brothers ask, what is the shortest and quickest way to know our Lord?
弟兄回答说，奉献。
And the brother's answer is to offer up ourselves.
你奉献给主。
To offer ourselves to the Lord.
你把你自己交在主的手中。
To offer ourselves to the hands of the Lord.
主就让你在最快最短之内就达到他要达到的层次。
Then the Lord help us to be in the shortest time and also the quickest way to achieve what He would like us to achieve.
所以主要我们走直路，不要绕来绕去，绕来绕去。我们的办法很多，就一直绕，一直绕，一直绕。
So the Lord would like to walk, would like us to walk a straight path, and not using our own ways to try all different kind of ways to walk the crooked way.
甚至我们自己想办法到一个地步，有可能绕出去不回来了。
Or we might use our own ways to the point that we just get out of the way.
但是如果我们还能够被管教
，But if we are still willing to accept the discipline,
还有希望
，There is still hope.
主就把我们在绕路的情况底下，把我们管教回来走直路。
Then as we are in routing, then the Lord still bring us back and to walk the straight path.
还有管教有另外的功效。
And discipline have other fruitful results.
我们这个人如果没有被管教哈，我们不知道怎么跟人相处的。
If we are not being disciplined, we don't know how to interact with people.
啊，我们讲说啊，这个爱里说诚实话。结果我们的话怎么都是刀，都是剑。
We say that to speak truth in love, but actually our words are full of sword and knife.
把人杀得片甲不留，自己觉得很高兴。
To hurt and kill other people, but we thought we are good.
我说直话，我是爱里说诚实话。
I'm talking truth in love.
其实里面都是苦毒。
It's all the bitterness.
我们不知道怎么跟人相处。
We do not know how to interact with people.
我们不知道说什么话对人有造就。
We don't know what we should say to edify others.
有造就的话说不出来。
We do have words of edification, but we don't know how to say it.
伤人的话不用想，就出去了。
But those words to hurt others, we don't even have to think about it. They just come out.
我们不知道怎样与人在和睦、在平安里面相处。
We do not know how to interact with people in peace and in harmony.
如果你没有遇见这个平安的神。如果平安的神，他的平安不在我们里面，我们跟人是没有平安的。
If we have not met the Lord of peace, and if the peace from the Lord is not in us, then there's no peace between us and man.
神是平安的神。
God is the God of peace.
他的平安，他在我们，他与我们同在，他的平安在我们里面。
His presence is with us. His peace is in us.
他平安，我们也平安。
He is peaceful, and so are we.
我们即使来到不平安的环境，我们还是平安。
Even when we come to the unpeaceful circumstances, we are still peaceful.
你知道这个多宝贵吗？
Do you know how precious that is?
你有平安的神住在你里面，你不管到多不平安的环境，你还是平安。
You have this God of peace indwelling in you, so when you are in this unpeaceful situation, you still feel peaceful.
好，这不是鼓励你去那些。乱七八糟的地方哈。
This is not to encourage you to go to unpeaceful places.
啊，没有这个意思啊。
I do not mean it.
但是就是说，你不小心，你是有主的平安同在，但是怎么样？你被放在，你到了一个不平衡，你主还会把平安给你。
That in case if you do have the Lord's presence with you, and also when you go to a peaceful unpeaceful place, but the Lord will still give you peace.
但是因为这样缘故。我们跟人的来往跟人的相处就在主的平安里面来比在主的平安做前途和主的平安里面来真正的互动。
And because of this, so our interaction with people, then we can be in peace with one another before the Lord.
这实在没有管教，是做不到的。
It's impossible without discipline.
因为我们从来不知道自己说什么做什么是不适合的。
Because we never know that what we say or do is not suitable.
我们只会觉得别人是误会了我，我做的都最好的。
We will only think that other people misunderstood me and what I do is the best.
除非主启示我们，更正我们，管教我们，我们才知道说，到底我们怎样能够与别人和睦相处。
Unless the Lord revealed to me and disciplined me and also correct me, then I will understand how to interact with other people peacefully.
这需要主很大的怜悯。
That needs a lot of mercy from the Lord.
你到一个地方去是把平安带到那个地方去。
When you go to a place, you bring peace to that place.
你在家里把平安带到家里。
When you are home, you bring peace to home.
你在工作当中，你把平安带到工作当中。
When you are at work, you bring peace to work.
你到教会跟弟兄姊妹在一起，你把平安带到弟兄姊妹当中。
When you come to the gathering to be with brothers and sisters, you bring peace among brothers and sisters.
这是非常宝贵的事情。
That is so precious.
所以这才会有为什么有人信主之后，他把一个混乱的家庭能够带回到主的面前去。
That is why after someone believes the Lord, he is able to bring a very messy family to the Lord.
因为什么？平安的主与他同在。
For the Lord of peace is with him.
对不起啊，时间已经到了，所以呢，我只能停在这里啊。这一方面呢，主如果还愿意的话，我有机会再交通。
But the time is up. I can only stop here for now. But if the Lord is willing, I will continue to share.
但是这些的情形，主要我们回转向小孩子的样式。
But with all those situations, the Lord would like us to return to be like a little child.
他要我们能够活在他真正的同在里面。
He would like us to live in the reality of His presence.
希望主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
愿主给我们回头的亮光。
And may the Lord give us light as we look back.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit back all those words unto your hand.
你看为喜悦，给我们回头的亮光。
What you are pleased, do give us the light as we look back.
你看为喜悦，再给我们智慧启示的灵带领我们。
If you are pleased with them, do give us the spirit of wisdom of revelation to guide
us. 让我们实在从你的话中得到建立，得到更新，也得到长进。
So we can be edified, renewed, and grow in your words.
谢谢你的怜悯。
Thank you for your being merciful to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢主，我们的早上聚会。先请到这边，底下是主日学时间。
We thank the Lord, here ends our